Yes. We will talk about the first ayah. The first ayah started that creature, the creation of Allah is making tasbih to him. All creations of Allah in heavens and earth will make tasbih for him, right? Okay. What's the meaning of tasbih? What's the meaning of subhanallah? What's the meaning of subhanallah? Anybody?
Glory be to Allah.
Yes. Is that the first meaning is glory to Allah, means that if you see something wonderful, you say, subhanallah. Means like, wow. Subhanallah. Wow. When you see something like you go someplace, Grand Canyon or something in Yosemite, and you see the beauty of the nature, you say, subhanallah. Wow. Subhanallah. Wow. So, so what's the second meaning of subhanallah? If somebody says Allah takes a nap, what do you say? Takes a nap, like he goes to sleep. So what do you what would be your response? Subhanallah. That's right. So it means wow, and the other one means Allah's better than that. So subhanallah.
Do you have anyone that you would like to recommend for the Quran competition?
Yes.
Adil.
You,
Adil? This is room 4, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's covered up here. Adil, what's your last name?
Bukhari.
Bukhari. Oh, you're always in the running. Okay.
And here?
Yasser.
What's your high school year?
Eliminations
next week, right?
Yep, we are not canceling class for the Super Bowl.
Okay,
yeah. Anybody else?
That's yeah,
good.
That's, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Why are you looking back?
Why do you think you're back?
I forgot.
Wow.
So, subhanallah means? Huh?
Wow.
Wow, and also wow. Means Allah better than that. I tell you Allah eats, then what do you say?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. I tell you Allah is taking a vacation, then what do you say?
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. You got it? Okay. There is a joke about that. There is a joke about that. An earthquake happened, and the house started shaking. The house started shaking. So the guy had his friend, and they were in the house. So he said, don't worry, the house is making tasbih. Because everything in heavens and earth does tasbih to Allah, no exception. Okay? So he's saying, the house is making tasbih, don't worry. So he said, I'm afraid that he's going to do sujood. I'm afraid he's going to do what? Sujood. Which means that it will collapse. Got it? Okay. The وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَهُوَ سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ So, Al-Aziz, we studied Al-Aziz. He said he's the source of Izzah, true Izzah. Al-Hakim, the name of Hakim means what? Huh? The most wise. The most wise. So what's the meaning of the name Hakim? The most wise. Huh? So the name Hakim, most wise. Huh? So most wise meaning that nobody... Yes. Yes. Wisdom... Wisdom, this is your last chance. Your last chance. This is your last chance. Keep stop talking. Wisdom is to do the right thing for the right people at the right time. So it's wisdom. To do the right thing, huh? To right people at different time.
Okay.
So when Allah is described as wise, He is the wise, the most wise. So Al-Hakim. If you believe that somebody else can come up with a better scenario than the scenario that Allah selected already, then you don't believe in that Allah is Al-Hakim. You understand that? If you think that someone else can come up with a better scenario, with a scenario better than what Allah has selected, then this is violation of name Al-Hakim. So what that means? If you believe that what? Anybody here? Go ahead.
So if you believe that Allah is wise, then that means that you have to believe that if something happens, then Allah does it. But like, there's a reason behind it.
Yes, and nobody can pick up and that come up with a better scenario than what Allah has selected. Okay? So here, anybody else? Anybody else? Come over here. You are talking and a liar too. No, here. Okay. So let's explore the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed the most wise. If somebody asks you why Allah is making the pork haram, what's the wisdom? Why Allah made the pork haram? Can you write me your parents' phone number? Your name and your parents' phone number. The second number. This is like for your parents, both of them. You don't behave, I'm going to call your parents. Okay. If somebody asks you why the pork is haram, why Allah made the pork haram, huh?
Because it's unhealthy for you.
Because it's unhealthy, huh?
The tables around your body.
Okay.
It's dirty.
Huh? The flesh is forming from dirty things. Huh? How about here?
Like so,
pork okay. Huh?
Why is pork haram?
The what?
Why is pork haram?
Question?
Yeah, that's the question.
How do you answer this? Go ahead. Doesn't convert from to human fat. Doesn't convert from the pork fat to human fat. Huh? Any other? Okay, you are all tricked. Because if somebody asks you why Allah is making the pork haram, your answer is because He mentioned it in the Quran. He mentioned in the Quran without telling us about the wisdom. Did Allah talk about the wisdom of making the pork haram? Did Allah talk about this wisdom? Did Allah talk about this wisdom in the Quran? Yes. Oh, sorry. Allah did not talk about this wisdom. So, because if you say it's dirty, then someone can say, I'm going to get a pig, okay, wash, give him a shower every day, make him eat silk meat like milk and cereal, okay? And can I eat it?
No.
The answer is no. Why? Because Allah said so. However, I have a wisdom, which is my own thoughts, which is what? My own thought. You have to say it's my own thought, not Allah's thought, because you don't want Allah to be accused because of you. Because every reason you mention, somebody can rebuttal your reason. You understand that? So don't say, the wisdom is this and this and this. Say, the wisdom is not mentioned in the Quran. However, it might be because the pork is dirty. It might be because the pork eats trash. It might be because. Might be because of all these reasons. Might be. But these wisdom are coming from who? From you, not from the Quran. You got it? Then usually Allah will mention the wisdom in the Quran. However, if the wisdom is hard to understand by human, or needs like a technical care people to understand it, or use a language that is not recognized, then Allah does not tell us about the wisdom. I'll give you an example of when Allah talked about the wisdom. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah Al-Fath. Anyway, one of those surah, Allah's talking about that women has to wear long clothes and loose, so it's not tight, to reveal the contours of the body. Okay? So, long dress, okay, tall enough not to cover the body, not to cover the tall enough to cover the like the legs. Then Allah talked about the reason. Allah said so that they would be recognized as pious girls or pious women, and they would not be bothered by bad guys. They would not be bothered by bad guys. And tell me, if somebody's dating or looking for a date, would that person pick a hijabi girl? Like, generally, think about it in terms of logic. Logically speaking, if I'm looking for a date or somebody looking for a date, would I select or what would he select a girl that's wearing hijab? That would be stupid, right? Why? Because girls who are doing hijab are not, Yeah, exactly. So, what, I mean, if you're looking for a date, then go to someone who's like wearing short tank top or whatever it is here and there, showing her body.
Crop tops.
So, this is where people will go to go for dating. Okay, so this is how Allah explained it, so that they would not be bothered by anybody, and this person has a disease in his heart. So if a girl is wearing the hijab, it means that anybody who wants to talk to her, he would be talking to her about decent business. If you would go talk to a hijab girl in decent business, that she's going to be mad at you, okay? And that's logical, because she was wearing the hijab to say that, stay away from me unless you have a decent business. How about the one who's not wearing hijab? She would be approached by people who might be interested in dating or maybe interested in serious business, like ethical business, okay? So he could be one of the two, but you don't know. The girl doesn't know, is this guy approaching me for indecent reasons, or is he approaching me for decent reasons? Is he approaching me for dating, or is he approaching me for doing our project at the school, or getting a copy of the exam. You know what I'm saying? Decent business. And you've got talking and I'm standing in front of you. You got this part right? Okay. How about dividing the shares among people? You know that Allah is accused so badly that He's not fair in dividing the shares among people? Like they say, Allah, I deserve better than this guy, and he has more money. Why? Okay. And then somebody else says, I don't like the share that Allah has given me. I want more and more. I want more and more. I'm not enough. What I have right now is not enough. How about, you know what I mean by dividing the shares among people? Huh?
Wealth.
Money. Health. Happiness. You understand? All these things are shares. This Allah assigns those shares. So assigns your share to be like a person who's born here in the United States, who's growing up with this family, and you're having this much money, or your parents have that much money, etc., etc., etc. Do you understand? Do you understand? Okay. Some people say in Egypt, they say something very bad. They say, Allah gives ears. Allah gives, what's that thing that go in here?
Oh, earrings.
Allah gives earrings? Yeah. Allah gives earrings to the ones who don't have ears. So you're basically saying that Allah, you're basically saying negative thing about Allah. That He doesn't know what He's doing. He's giving an earring to a person who don't have ears. You understand that example, that saying that people say it? You understand why it is so bad? Why is it so bad? Okay. Now, Allah knows best what is better for you, and Allah chose it to happen. Okay? Now, you want to tell yourself that whatever scenario Allah has decided in the past, that was the most wise scenario anybody could ever come up with. Okay? This would be wiser than any other scenario that you people can come up with. However, this scenario has winners and women and this scenario has winners and losers, okay? Have winners and losers. So you pray to Allah to make you among the winners. You pray to Allah to make you among the winners. Among the women. I'm sorry. Among the winners. Not among the losers. Because Allah might decide a scenario where you become a loser. And then you said that nobody can come up with a scenario better than what Allah has decided. How come? Here I am. The scenario that's happening is that I am poor. Huh? How do you reply? Okay? You reply and say, what was the question again?
If someone who's poor asks, okay, if Allah knows what's best for me, why am I still poor? Why am I poor?
Yes. Why? It's not, what is happening is not good for me. It's not to my interest. It's not to my, what I like to happen. So how come Allah, we say that Allah's wisdom is always good? Yeah, He does what's best for you and what's fair for you, for others. What is best for you and fair for others. Now, Allah withholds power from people, from evil people, so that they don't do evil things. You know that? Allah holds power from the evil people so that they don't hurt others. Can you give me an example of a person who had so much power and he caused so much death?
Hitler,
for example. Stalin, another example. Mao, third example. Huh?
Trump?
Oh. Maybe you have to do it.
I don't know about that third person. Do you know that?
Literally said that if either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump becomes president, if it gets really bad for Muslims, he's considering either moving back to Egypt or Indonesia. So
you know that there's a guy carrying a sign that says, if you don't give me $5, I am going to vote for Trump. For what? Who?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
And if you give
him
$5,
it's a joke. It's like, if you don't give me $5, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. Okay? So that's how bad it is. So, there is a story that explains to you why sometimes the best for you is to be poor. There was this guy at the time of the Prophet. He was called Fu'ailal. He was homeless. And homeless people stay in the masjid. They sleep in the masjid, they stay in the masjid. They are homeless. So he was homeless. And he desired money so badly. And he kept nagging on the Prophet. Oh, Prophet Muhammad, please pray for Allah, pray to Allah to make me rich. So the Prophet Muhammad turns him away and says, okay, the little that you have now, okay, is easy to thank Allah for. Because you have very little, your thanking could be very little. But when you have money, you might not be able to thank Allah for that much money. You know, like for example, zakat. Let's say a person is having $2. A person who has how many dollars?
$2.
And he owns these $2 and he doesn't own anything. If he donates that $1 out of the two, then he's donating how much of his wealth?
50%
of his wealth. Now, if Bill Gates donates $1, would that be acceptable?
No.
You know that Bill Gates, if he loses $1 and he bends down to pick it up, okay, the amount of time spent to pick up the dollar is going to be, or like the $100, okay, $100 on the floor. The amount of time he spends to pick it up, okay, is less than what he makes. Money, the money that he makes. You understand? That when he pick up $100, he spends like, let's say, 30 seconds. His money in these 30 seconds exceeds the $100. You understand? You see how it is, how it was, how is he so rich? So if he donates $1,000, would it be a big deal? No. So, poor people, when they donate, the donation is way much appreciated by Allah than rich people when they donate. Way, 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 way much better in the eyes of Allah. So, he was telling him, the little that you have right now, you can easily thank Allah for. But if you have a lot of money, you might be able to thank Allah for, and you would be doomed to hell. So, but he kept nagging. Oh, Prophet Muhammad, I want money. Oh, Prophet Muhammad, I want to be rich. Oh, Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad. He kept nagging, nagging, and nagging, and nagging. Prophet Muhammad, Prophet Muhammad. So the Prophet prayed to Allah to make him rich. And Allah accepted. And Allah accepted this. After the Prophet prayed so many times, and he approached the Prophet so many times, and the Prophet turns him away, then the last time he said, "Ya Allah, make him rich." And the guy started going to the market and doing trading, and he's becoming rich. And he's making a lot of money. Now, when he was making a lot of money, he doesn't have the time. He's too busy to pray all times in the masjid. So he started going to the masjid only 3 times. He skips Fajr and Isha. Then with time, it became 2 times. Then it became 1 time. Then it became only during Jum'ah. So because of the wealth that he was interested into growing this wealth. Okay. Then he stopped praying altogether because he thought that, okay, right now I have money and I don't need Allah. Like the thought inside the person's head, I have money, I don't need Allah, I don't need to beg Allah for money. Okay? So every time the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks about him, they tell him he is busy, he is doing this, he is doing that. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him the person who collects the zakat. You know the zakat from the pillars of Islam. So he sent him a person to collect the zakat, which is from the pillars of Islam, right? So the guy said, got very mad because he was very stingy. He was very stingy. He loves money so much that he didn't want to give away the zakat. So he said to the person who's collecting the zakat, because what they do, they send, Prophet Muhammad sent a person to collect the zakat. And when this person pays the zakat, okay, then Allah, Prophet Muhammad said, spend it on the same people living with that person, like the same neighborhood. Like if somebody comes to San Jose collecting zakat, okay, it's way much better to distribute this zakat to the poor people in San Jose. Right? In the same neighborhood. So you can see what your money did. How did your money improve the condition of poor people? And it's not taking it away, like, to do like to be wasted by the rulers. Okay. So he said to Prophet, to the guy who comes to collect the zakat, he said, this zakat is equal to the taxes of slavery. Taxes of slavery. Like you are making us a slave and you're taxing us. So the tax collector went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him what happened. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Halaka Tu'aylaba." Tu'aylaba ruined himself. Tu'aylaba ruined himself. Then Allah revealed an ayah in Surah At-Tawbah saying that among them is a person, or among them are people that they have pressed that. Have prayed to Allah to give them money. And if Allah gives them money, they're going to pay zakat and they're going to be generous with the poor people. And when Allah gave them money, they turn it away from their promise and they so stingy, they keep the money to themselves. They don't want to give it away to anybody. You got it? So, the guy was doomed to hellfire, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So basically, it is much better for you to be poor than it is to be rich for that person. And Allah selects the best for you. But if you keep nagging and looking for something which is not the best for you, okay, you might end up in trouble. you might well end up in trouble. Now, Allah knows that the test of being rich is harder than the test of being poor. Can you suggest logical reasons why the test of being rich is harder than the test of poor people? One of the reasons I just mentioned with the story of Thailand, actually two reasons. What made Thai, go ahead. Stingy and don't want to pay the cap. Okay, what else?
You have more to be thankful for.
They have more to be thankful for and he's not thanking Allah enough.
You have more time to praise Allah.
Huh?
If you're poor, you have more time to praise Allah.
Exactly. So he spends his time, okay? He's too busy, okay? Doing like marketing and business, okay? To increase his wealth and to make his wealth grow, to grow his wealth, okay? Do you know that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, do you know a story about Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam when he was distracted by his beautiful, gorgeous, branded horses? You know the story of Prophet Dawood and the horses? Do you remember anything about Prophet Dawood and the horses? Okay. Prophet Dawood got very, very nice, awesome. Very, very nice, awesome horses. So he was wild about them. And then when he was wild about them, he kept looking at them and enjoying, you know, going from one horse to another and like enjoying every horse. When he did that, he missed the prey. He missed one prey. Got so mad. I'm sorry, that was Prophet Sulaiman again. I'm sorry, Prophet Sulaiman, not Dawood. So he became so mad that he missed the prayer because of these horses. So he went and he killed the horses to punish himself for doing, missing the time of the prayer. So that's, if Prophet Sulaiman will fall into this trap, then it's more likely that people, rich people, might fall into the same trap. They are too busy. They have so much to do. Also, they are too much distraction. They have too much distraction to distract them from the prayers. They have so many choices. They have so many choices available to them, unlike the poor people. Basically, they don't have many choices at all. They don't have much to select from. It's just like being poor, living a life of poverty. That's the only choice that we have. Now, Allah also mentioned in the Quran that humans, when Allah mentioned the Quran, the human, then Allah wants to say that thing about the human. Okay? Allah is not the, say, believers or the followers of the prophets. Allah says the human. Then you expect that something bad about humans coming right there. So Allah says humans, when they are desperate, they keep calling on me, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. For example, when they are in the ocean and the waves are so high and the ship is boo, woo, woo, woo. The ship, the boats are climbing the waves back and down, and the ship is about to drunk, about to drown. The ship is about to drown. Let the people who are in the ship be, Ya Allah, we promise you we'll never do anything haram. We promise you to do more thanking. We promise you, we promise you, we promise you, we promise you. And then when Allah saves them to the, saves them, and they land in the coastline, they say they forget the promises. They forget the promises that they have made to Allah. They forget them. They forget these promises that they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, most of the followers of the prophets were poor people. Do you know that? That most of the followers of the prophets are poor people. They were poor people. Okay? So, why would most of the people who are following the prophet are poor? Are following the prophets are poor.
Because the rich only follow the idols.
They didn't have anything to lose for following him. The rich people didn't, because if they followed him, they'd lose all their power and wealth.
Because you guys are right there. Because of justice. The poor people are crying for justice. They want justice. And the Islam will bring them justice. How about the rich people?
They
the rich people who made the rich people who made the rich people who made yeah, the rich people who made their money haram way, the rich people who made their money, earned their money the haram way, they hate justice or they like justice?
They hate justice.
They hate justice. That's right. So that's why the prophets come with justice. Rich people mostly dislike that, and poor people mostly like that, because they are so hungry, desperate for justice. Okay?
Hungry.
So being poor is might be the best for you. You know that rich people.
Yo, class ended 3 minutes ago.
That's the last thing I'm going to say. Rich people, they feel that they don't need Allah. They feel that they have everything they need. It's like, we have everything we want. Why should we pray to Allah? You see the point here?
Yeah.
So we have everything. Why should we pray to Allah? They feel self-satisfied, self-sufficient.
Full of themselves.
Feel sick.
Arrogant?
Arrogant, yeah. Also, Allah holds the people to their, to what they can do. The poor people can't do much. The circle of influence for poor people is not much, okay? So when they screw up and make a wrong decision, it basically affects them. If I make a wrong decision, it will affect me and my family, that's it. But when President Obama makes a wrong decision,
it will affect the whole country.
The whole country and sometimes the whole world, okay? So my circle of influence is smaller, is better for me, because if Allah opens the door for me to have more circle of influence and more power, I might do something which is haram. Okay? I'm sorry. Allah will expect me to hold myself to higher standard and make decisions that affects the entire nation. All right. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.